Hi, welcome to this week's show. On this week's episode, we talk about why shooting tires is fun, like sports talk on our Twitch versus esports on our ESPN. Then we talk about suicide. With me today, as always, is Alvin, Gino,
what up, Richard.
I'm your host, Stephen. Without further ado, it's time
to... You idiot!
Dude, I'm two.
No, Alvin's two. He's alphabetical order.
Oh my god!
It's time
to
get
dirty.
We made it 37 minutes late. That's okay. That's okay. When Shaq shatters the backboard, it's like a 30-45 minute delay in the game.
Really?
So, yep. And this is the first time he ever did it. Like they didn't have a backup hoop, so it took like 4 hours. And then so now, like after he did it once, and the NBA kept backup hoops at the arena.
Could you imagine that being in the crew? I'm like, oh shit, what do we do? I gotta make some calls.
call the university.
We gotta get a hoop in.
Or one's lower than the other.
It just doesn't match.
Wait, don't you get fined for breaking the backboard now?
I think so.
I don't know, but that's so sick. You probably get more endorsements from it.
It's like, sorry, I'm so big.
I've never seen it happen live. I've only seen it on YouTube videos.
Yeah,
you know, you get fined for hanging on it, right?
Yeah, you can get a technical on it.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Hanging on it and rubbing your nuts on his head.
Oh, the shot clock up. Oh, wait, never mind. You guys were talking about Twitch earlier when we were talking about the Clippers game. If you guys want to interact with us, those of you in the chat, just put a question in and we'll discuss it, bring it up.
We'll answer any question.
Should we talk about that Clippers game?
3 inches, alright, so you don't have to ask.
Yeah. What about the Clippers game? How'd you feel? How'd you feel, Richard, as an LA person?
Bitch.
I think Spurs got screwed. That last play.
Oh, they had the buzzer. The
ball. What happened was, Ruff tossed the guy inbounding the ball, and he started the clock. There's 1 second left on the clock, and the time ran out. And the Clippers Spurs were going to do a play, but they were just standing around like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
No more time. And then they reset the clock, and they went on, but, you know, Clippers already knew their play. They knew they couldn't get back into position, and it just totally screwed them over. That was their game 7. It might have tied it up if they had gone to that play.
It's true. It's true. Mm-hmm. The Clippers got to see how the Spurs were lining up and what they're going to do. That's home court advantage, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'll give it to them.
Yeah, I mean, granted, I did want the Clippers to proceed into the finals, or semis, right?
Quarter, isn't it? Quarter? Quarters?
Quarters.
The second round? Just say
this is quarters.
Yeah. Just because Spurs aren't that interesting, in my opinion, to watch, but it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough seeing any team get screwed over. Sucks.
It happens.
The Spurs is like the Mayweather of basketball.
No, but the Spurs aren't douches.
I know, but like boring, you know. But they win. They are my second favorite team behind the Lakers, though.
Speaking of Mayweather, how do you feel? Pinos feel about the fight?
We don't talk about that fight. That fight never happened. I know, one of the worst boxing fights I've ever seen.
You guys think Pacquiao's
done? I'm just glad I was really drunk for it.
Think Pacquiao's done? Or his hype's over?
I think he's done.
I think they have one more fight in their contract. Each.
I mean, he was already done. It felt like Mayweather was dodging him for like years and years anyways. I think everyone knew that Mayweather's going to win. Mayweather's a heavy favorite already.
Mayweather has one more fight on his contract, so I think he should just give Pacquiao a rematch.
No, he won't.
Because there won't be any fighter who can match up to that if he's gonna have a one last fight.
Yeah,
some.
What do you think would sell more? Another Pacquiao rematch? Yeah, probably.
Hell yeah! It probably won't sell as much as this one, but it'll still sell more than, like, if he were to fight any other fighter.
Mm-hmm. Pay per view model is kind of unique. I mean, pay $100 for one event. You don't really have ads, but you do. think you think like you think esports would ever have something like that? Like a pay-per-view kind of event?
GSL you need to be subscribed to in order to watch it in high definition.
So
that's the StarCraft, like Korean StarCraft, like main thing. That's kind of like the LCS for Korean StarCraft, I don't understand why they're charging. No one watches that shit.
Well, maybe Koreans do. Maybe they do. I don't know. I don't know.
Koreans know who's gonna win.
I wouldn't buy another pay-per-view boxing fight. I don't think any fight can live up to the hype. Yeah. Another fight is not gonna take my money. It's a waste of money.
It definitely wasn't
waste of money.
Definitely wasn't the fight of the century, like people are saying.
Yeah, we needed like another Mike Tyson or something. Or boxing needs another Mike Tyson.
But the heavyweight division has been dead for more than like 20 years.
Yeah, it's because it's so dominated right now by Klitschko. Heavily dominated. So It's not entertaining to watch.
Speaking of not entertaining, the Clippers and the Rockets are just doing hack-a-shack against each other.
What? Who's...
DeAndre
Jordan's garbage at free throws. Dwight Howard and Josh Smith.
Josh Smith is on the Rockets now? God, where have I been?
He's pretty garbage at free throws, too.
Fuck.
Game one. Well, CP3's not in, so...
Yeah.
Is he injured?
Yeah. Well, hamstring. He was playing with a bad hand. Well, he hurt his hamstring in the first quarter of the last game. But he still tore it up. So clutch.
Yep. That's pretty good.
Ooh, Steph Curry, MVP.
Yeah. Order two more jerseys.
From Steph Curry?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
See, that's how you sell merchandise, people.
He survived the season. He should get MVP.
This is like his second season, man.
He was really good last season because, he survived it.
Yeah. Well, that's all he needs to do is just survive the season. It'll do really good.
Do you guys even want to talk about the Avengers? Did you guys watch it?
Not really. I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
are you guys going to watch it? Did you watch it, Richard?
I watched it. Yeah, I watched it.
Was it sweet?
It was good. It was good. It was entertaining. Not as good as the first one, but it's okay because you know there's going to be like 7 more movies.
It's true.
It was entertaining. There were a little bit too many one-liners, I feel like. Like, every 2 minutes, there was a one-liner.
That was, like, my favorite part about the first Avengers.
It was a little too much this time for me. Mm-hmm. I noticed it a lot. But, some of them were pretty funny. Some of them were just kind of, like, cheek and tongue.
Yeah. Do you guys feel superhero fatigue? Because I have no desire to watch this movie. I have no desire to watch any more superhero movies. That's just me, though. I think I'm in the minority.
The last time I was hyped was, like, Avengers 2. Everything else I'm just like,
Avengers, I thought was, this looks Avengers really cool. 2?
You mean this one?
Wait, what?
This is Avengers 2 that just came out.
Age of Ultron is Avengers 2.
Sorry, Iron Man. Last Iron Man, then. Last Iron Man.
Cool. I love the Iron Man. Oh. I love the Iron Man stuff.
3 was not good.
Dude, I don't know. My favorite Marvel movie was, or super movie was Captain America Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier? You like Winter Soldier over the first one? I don't know.
I'll take that. Like, that and Avengers, I'd put, like, I only like Winter Soldier a little more than Avengers.
As long as you're beating up Nazis.
I would put I put Avengers 1, Guardians of the Galaxy.
I totally forgot about that
Captain
one.
America. I didn't see Guardians of the Galaxy either.
It's good.
I think it was really good.
One's really good.
I wanted to see it, but I just never got around to it.
Red Box.
I don't know. I'm not burned out with heroes yet, just because I like comic books. It's funny, I know a lot about comic books because I read about comic books like online, but I don't actually read comic books. So I know a lot of the lore.
You just get lost in the wiki?
I've
done that.
I'm the cheap bastard of the comic book world.
I feel like I'm going to watch the next Batman Superman movie just because of Ben Affleck. Not really because of Batman or Superman.
Is Ben Affleck your favorite actor?
No, but he's not. I just want to see Gone Girl.
Gone Girl was so good.
I did see Gone Girl.
Oh yeah, what'd you think?
You know, I thought it was really good. You know, he was like mid training for Batman during that.
Oh really?
That's how he looked. So swole in that movie.
The movie was good. I put it in my top 5. Like, the story was so good. The acting was so good.
No, that movie actually like pissed me off at the beginning. Like the the first 20 minutes, I watched it. I was like, oh my god. I was like getting mad. I had to like stop the movie. I was like, I ain't watching this shit. And then like I started it back up. I started it back up like 20 minutes later. I was like, all right, fine. I'll finish it.
I think that's what I really liked.
I was still mad by the end of the movie, but it was good.
Did you change your opinions and stuff? I thought it was really, really good. The bad guy. First, you feel bad, but I won't spoil it for you guys who haven't seen it. Highly recommend it.
Yeah. You guys think that the new Batman Superman's going to do well?
Maybe. I think it's going to do phenomenal.
I like the way that Batman looks. I think he looks amazing.
His voice actually makes sense now.
The voice changer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Word jokes. Word jokes. It was you. Speaking of
Ben, like Ben Affleck just looks like a tank in that movie.
Yeah,
I think it looks great.
Mm-hmm. It's based off
Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, Batman Returns.
Yeah, Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
What, Brett doesn't like the new Batman? What the fuck, nigga? What the fuck? Looks sick. Sorry, I'm reading chat right now.
He's just too big for Brett. Too big.
Yeah. Brett likes slender He's Batman.
Too chunky. More cushion from the pushing, Brett. Speaking of
that
DC.
That Poltergeist movie, though, looks good. On a side note. They have a bunch of commercials for that.
Right now. Oh, man.
That's cool.
Remake of the original?
And George Clooney.
But then again, I'm no horror expert. I avoid horror at all costs. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Okay, I wouldn't watch a horror movie alone.
Have you guys ever been to the theater for a horror movie? I've never went to a horror movie.
I've gone once, and I will never, ever go back. I was like 8'2", and my brother was like, let's go watch a movie. You'll have so much fun. And they brought pillows, and I'm like, why are you bringing pillows? I just hid behind it the whole fucking time, I swear to God.
It
was like Stigmata or something. It was like when I was 8.
Anaconda? Okay.
I saw Dawn of the Dead, the remake, with my mom.
Oh, that's good.
She wanted to see it, or you?
No, I wanted to see it.
Mom, I can't get in alone.
I was like 13 at the time, and I really wanted to see it. I was like, Mom, let's go. She hated the movie.
I can imagine.
I watched what the hell? It's like that low budget movie. Has like 5 of the Paranormal Activity.
Who is Fruit Chan?
Oh, you watched that in theaters?
It's really. I feel like it's so much better than theaters because like the sound and the atmosphere is so much better.
I feel like movies
are better in the theater. Scary movies are better in the theater because
the
sound is so much better. Of course, the other side is like there's other people that are like
giggling.
Yeah.
No, I think scary movies are best in your room, lights out, with headphones on high.
Pants off, lotion out. We're going to watch a scary movie.
Someone should stream on Halloween a scary game. Like the new Slender Man coming out or something. We could all watch.
Won't be able to do Silent Hill, so I mean.
Speaking of that.
Tell us about that, Alvin.
Fucking Kojima. Kojima left! Or no, he didn't. He got fired. Norman Reedus ain't doing shit no more.
He really got fired, so he's not gonna make Metal Gear Solid anymore.
I guess after this one.
No, he's finishing it up.
Yeah, that's it.
But what was I gonna say? But the way they didn't really just go out and say it was canceled right away. It was mostly like the big people on Twitter, like Guillermo del Toro, saying, "Yeah, I wish I could have done that game." Like all these other people are like saying that the game's canceled, but it wasn't really coming from Konami themselves.
I'm sure someone's going to pick up Kojima. Someone has to pick up Kojima. Maybe they'll continue.
PT. He'll probably just make his own studio and call it, like,
Quiet Mountains.
Let the Mega Man creator make his own studio and call it, like, Elite Guy or something.
Yeah.
He kickstarted a project. I forgot what it
is. Wait, is he making that Mighty Number 9?
Project? Yeah, that one. It's like the same thing he would have made. Maybe he'll make, like, Metal Gear Snake or something stupid.
I'm pretty sure he's just gonna call it Fox, whatever. Unless that's like owned by Konami.
That would be.
I did tell you guys it would be the last Metal Gear Solid. New franchise, Fox.
But you want Kane's too.
Anyways, what else you guys been playing, Alvin? What are you playing?
So nothing. Hearthstone. I just reformatted that on my computer, so I have to reinstall everything now.
Why'd you reinstall?
I got an SSD.
Oh! So it's
like, woo!
Oh!
Woo! But yes. It's still the same old computer. But I'm just reinstalling everything. Everything's so much faster. It's awesome.
So much faster.
Alvin was living in the Stone Age up until...
I still am living in the Stone Age. I still have two cores, dude.
Two cores? Some people are living with one core, Alvin.
third world countries.
Your blessings. Blessings. Yeah. So, have you noticed... did you install any games on it?
Yeah, I installed, of all games, Hearthstone, the least.
Yeah!
Hearthstone have any loading time?
No, but the loading time that is there is a lot faster. But yeah, it's a lot faster. I mean,
oh, look at those cards flip. Yes!
See, I installed CSGO, too. It was pretty fast. Oh, so
nice.
Just waiting for...
How big fastest? You got 240?
Yeah. I'm just waiting until I can get a new motherboard and processor, so... Because right now it's SATA 2, so it's like halved. The speed's like halved, so I'm just, you know, I'm dealing with it. It's still pretty fast. NBD.
Be a good boy. Santa might help you out. I know a guy. I'll put in a good word.
Please no Cole. Please no Cole.
His name's Alfonso. So
what are you playing, Gino?
Nothing but GTA. I was supposed to play Hearthstone, but it's Kel's fault. He's always on and he wants to play GTA Online. So that's why.
You know,
you guys should jump on that shit. That's like, playing that game is like being in a fucking cartoon.
I'm waiting to finish my story mode first before I hop on.
That's what I did. I just breezed through it.
Dude.
And
I'm only 25%. How many hours did it take you?
Oh, don't believe in that like percentage thing. I think the game ends around like 80%, well, like what the percentage says. But yeah, like I felt like the game ended like at a perfect time. I started to get really bored of it. But like GTA Online is way better than the story mode in my opinion.
Damn.
It's fucking like nothing but gut-wrenching laughter.
Damn.
Every time I play that game.
I mean, you also just play the online, Richard. It's not like you're losing anything by skipping out the story or just putting on a pause.
It's true. But I feel like I might never come back to the story.
Oh, well.
I'm like that kind of person. It's really hard for me to stay with games. I almost never finish a game. Almost never.
My
library is ridiculous.
I know Kelvin's probably not going to play the story anymore.
I have so many games on Steam that I've never touched, but I just bought.
Damn you, Steam!
Hey, man, whatever's fun. Whatever's fun for you, you should play it. The story is good.
It says what I like how it says. There's a new thing on Steam where it says instead of like how many hours you played this week, it just says when you bought it. So you could look at it and it says hours played zero, bought 3 years ago.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
I have a lot of games.
I have a lot
like
of
that.
Games too.
Steam sale. Steam sales. Mm. But yeah, I wanna hop on online.
Just give it an hour. And, I don't know, that's all you need to have fun. Start having fun.
Do you guys play on a controller or a keyboard?
Keyboard. I think most people online play keyboard.
Damn. That's the thing, I gotta relearn all the keys.
Is it weird? Is it weird on a keyboard?
The only thing that's really hard to do on massive keyboard is flying planes. Stuff.
I'll handle that.
That's
hey, if
almost impossible.
Flying planes on the controller was hard too. I fucking hated flying missions. They were so annoying.
I got really dizzy.
That's my specialty. I think just shooting would be so much easier on the mouse and keyboard though, and running around. Because I feel the controls are really clunky in the 360.
You guys play first person?
No, third person.
Third person, yeah.
I know missions, you get like more money for playing all through the whole thing in first person. I just haven't tried it.
I feel like shooting would be easier in first person. Actually, no. Your field of vision's smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds really fun. I want to get it, play with you guys. But I already played on Xbox. Do I really want to spend another... $50 on it.
Oh,
yeah. I wait till sale, but by the time sale is gonna roll around, you guys will probably stop playing.
You know, Qua bought this game 3 times.
Golly, he must love it.
I think he bought it on like PS3, PS4, and PC.
Rockstar's number one fan.
I'll buy you Grand Theft Auto, Steven, if you buy me Grand Theft Auto. So we, like, technically didn't spend any money on it.
Oh, sense does not make it. But what do you guys think about how important is it to have big titles on PC now? Because before it was your big titles on Xbox and PlayStation, and you don't give a shit about PC. But now PC feels bigger because of Steam. How crucial do you think it is to have a franchise on that's on console coming to PC, or PC franchises going to console?
I support this.
I think it'll do a lot better on PC. I support this too.
You get a thumbs up from me.
PC Master Race.
Yeah, PC.
There's like so many games on PC, on like console, that I want to play. Like, I've never played The Last of Us. You know, if that was on PC, I would be so happy.
But would you have bought it? Or would you have pirated it?
I would have bought it. Like GTA, I bought GTA.
Yeah, but that's because it has an online, so it makes it compelling, right?
I would have pirated it.
Probably. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's that was the problem before. It still remains a problem, but I don't. It doesn't. To me, it doesn't seem like it's a bigger problem. I don't pirate anymore because it's just so much easier to get on Steam. Like, and I don't have to worry about viruses and stuff anymore. Like,
you remember
the the convenience is worth it.
You remember that one time Quad downloaded Roller Coaster Tycoon and it broke his computer? You got a virus.
Oh, worth it. Worth it.
Deal with that.
Yeah, you're right. I would never buy like a single player game. But like no online for $60, I just wouldn't do that.
So you say it's worth it, like a game like you say, like The Last of Us, PlayStation exclusive. It's worth it to bring to the PC, but you're just gonna pirate it. So then, I mean, of course it's better for you, but as the industry, the development cost and all that stuff, and the support cost, pirating's, I don't know. Maybe it's an issue. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, you're right. What do you think about it like that? Yeah, maybe they should. Not bring, if it's got a good online, port it over then.
Yeah,
that's like GTA.
Yeah,
but then they like they always like on consoles they always debate like a game like Mass Effect or Assassin's Creed, like why did they even waste time putting in multiplayer edition? Because like the single player is where all the action is. That's where people spend their time. Mm-hmm. So if you know Bethesda makes like Skyrim that. Game was probably hella pirated on a PC because it's a huge single player game. There's tons of modding behind it.
I pirated it.
I pirated it, but I didn't play it. But
same.
I wonder how much resources it actually takes to port over a game. Can't be too much.
Well, I mean, it took Rockstar 3 years.
There's like. Not.
I mean, look at Blizzard. It took like actually a year and a half to get Diablo. They still can't get the patches at the same time. That takes a lot. You gotta take a whole team.
Yeah, because it'll end up terribly if you don't like devote resources. Like, what was that? Dark Souls 2 didn't like users have to patch that so that it'll be
Dark Souls 1 was terrible. And the port for Evil Within, I don't know if you guys know that game.
Yeah,
that one was terrible. Like, it was locked at 30 frames on PC
and letterbox too, right?
And letterbox, the black bars.
Yeah.
On the top and bottom of the screen.
True.
So
true.
You do need like.
So if you have it, some people are still going to buy the game. If you have,
yeah, but you're going to get so much backlash, and people are going to lose trust in you. And like, could you imagine if Blizzard put Diablo 3 on PlayStation 4 and they put 4x3 with black bars? Like, God, that'd be terrible. And like the interface, like the right joystick was like a mouse. Like, that'd be terrible.
How much
does
Hold on, press X to move.
Like, how much does Blizzard actually care about the console market, you know?
I don't know.
Maybe they could just throw it out, get that extra cash. Some people bite the bait. And
Well, you also have to spend cash just to port it. So I mean, like, what if they don't even out? It's going to be pretty stupid. They'd be like, "Oh, we're never going to port a game again."
Opportunity cost.
Oh, my thinking is, since we're a Blizzard show, let's focus on Diablo 3, PC, PS4, Xbox, whatever. It's not so necessarily as, like, the money that you make from people, but, like, the exposure you get. Because I feel like everybody in PC gaming who's been PC gaming a lot knows Blizzard. It's like Valve and Blizzard are, like, the kingpins in PC gaming. Mm-hmm. But someone who's played Xbox a lot, plays a lot of Madden, Halo, Call of Duty or something, or Skyrim on Xbox... Mm-hmm. they can be introduced to something like Diablo 3. It's a new audience. They're getting new people interested in Blizzard titles. So it's getting into that market, tapping a new type of gamer, which makes it lucrative, makes it attractive. Mm-hmm. So I do think it's important to get into those other avenues, especially for Blizzard, because they're already big. They still need to keep growing. And the way you're going to keep growing is finding new customers. Yeah.
I think it's tough for a PC-based company to try to break into the console market, just because the barrier to entry for a PC gaming is so much higher than the other way around for a console developer to release a port on PC. Because you have a lot of consoles, Steven, right?
I do.
Is it easier for you to just grab the newest console than having to build a whole new computer?
It's not for me, it's not necessarily that the cost of entry. It's, do I want to sit back and play this game on my couch, or do I want to sit on my computer? It's easy to communicate with my friends. It's easy to have like a dual screen experience or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's what do I feel like? Overall, I'd rather play on my PC only because I think it's more satisfying to communicate. The community is usually bigger, and the support is usually bigger in the community. Mm-hmm. And there's my friend. My friends are on the computer. That's where it counts. Like, I have friends on Xbox. Like, me and four or five other people bought Halo, but we've played together like twice. It's just more difficult to be on your Xbox. Whereas you guys are on your computer more. Jiren could just be online doing homework, or I could be online just browsing the web, and it's easier just for us to go, hey let's hop on and play something. Yeah.
What if you have no friends? Consoles are where to go, right?
I don't know. Because then consoles don't have MMOs. I mean, that's a lot of community goes into MMOs. Well, like, granted, now since it's all solo and WoW and stuff, but, like, you'd meet a lot more people.
Okay. Hypothetically, you have no gamer friends. You're a jock. You're a total bro, and you just play games here and there for fun. What would be the better way to go? Console or PC?
You're not console.
Console.
Yeah.
100%. Because everything.
Because Madden is on consoles.
There's like, I don't know, like when you watch like any TV, there's ads for this game. Like, oh, Evolve, that looks kind of cool. It's easier. But whereas, like, unless you're looking on Steam or something, like you're browsing through the store, which is if you're just casual, you play a couple hours a month, and you might not find those games.
The only ads you ever find are for like WoW during expansion season, and like Diablo during expansion season. Those are the only ones I've ever seen on TV.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a TV, so I can't, I don't even know what's being advertised these days.
Clash of Clans.
Oh my god, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Wait, does WoW have commercials?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. They're usually like 30-second clips of the trailers they release.
It's like the usually new expansion.
Yeah. I've only ever seen the ones that use the celebrities. But other than those, I've never seen a WoW commercial.
Oh, with the... what's his name? Mr. T?
Chuck Norris, Vern Troyer, Mr. T, all those guys.
I was about to say T-Pain.
But in WoW.
I buy you a drink. Wait, that's T-Pain, right?
I am a Night Elf Mohawk.
I'm kind of springboarding off that discussion too. I think PC is more important for the longevity and lifespan of a game, like you, because of competitive esports scene or the competitive scene. A game like Call of Duty, I don't think can be competitive because it has a new game every year. So it makes it harder to have a continuing community. Whereas CS:GO is like the same game for like 5-6 years.
Same game.
It's a new game, but it. Doesn't it always feel the same? Like, it doesn't stray too far from the formula, like these Modern Warfare games.
Yeah, it's true, but there's, like, new guns, new abilities. Yeah. Like, I mean, CSGO, they have a new gun. What was the last time they had a new gun? 1.6, right? They had the FAMAS?
Yeah.
The CZ?
Oh, CSGO, they had the CZ and stuff, yeah.
The shield?
We're talking about over, like, a span of 8 years. We probably had six different weapon changes.
But Modern Warfare always has that, like, they always have the... okay, different guns, but there's also like the same things like kill streaks. The game modes are almost the same that everyone play.
But I feel like
COD is not nearly as balanced. Sorry, Alvin.
Oh yeah, no, it's just like it. Like for COD, it's just all solo people. Like you're just gonna jump in. Oh, I'm gonna hop in team deathmatch. There's not really any teams where like most of the PC games, it's all based around like squad based games. Sorry, I'm about a group of five.
You know, my thinking about why like modern. I was actually talking about this with Paris last night. Why Modern Warfare won't be competitive, just because the guns don't have recoil. Like, as long as you're pointing the direction, like everyone's good. As long as you're, like, you just got the gun pointed. And that's why CS, I think, is competitive, because you got to be good with the guns.
Well, CS has always had a winning formula. Their physics have always been spot on. And always.
And the whole the money, like, economy thing. You get to, like, there's save rounds and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes it competitive.
Yeah. Balance.
What I want to ask is, as a developer, as Blizzard, am I more interested in making more money off like yearly releases or every other year expansion packs, or am I making more money like having you buy CS:GO one time and you keep playing CS:GO for years and years and years and years? Like, what's better for the company? What's more lucrative?
Well,
I think you have to release. I think you have to release a new game. Like, CS:GO is different, though. They make a lot of money off their skins now. I didn't see that happening. Their skin marketplace.
Yeah, and I think these new games, like LoL and CS:GO, they're going to survive because people are playing the same game over and over, but they get attracted by new heroes, new skins. Things switch it up. Things $4 here, $6 here. Over a span of a year, maybe you spend $30. And they basically can make up that cost. And it keeps interest in the game. There's more interest in the game. More people get introduced to it. More people play it. And yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I think Blizzard is in a weird situation. Well, not weird, because it's really good, but they're in a weird situation where, like, they have multiple, like, sources of cash, whereas, like, Call of Duty, is just that one game a year, right? So they have, like, the subscribers for WoW, and then people, like, shoveling money into the bank for packs in Hearthstone, buying... It's like they've got the subscription year by year, and they also have that the expansion part too from like Diablo and StarCraft. So they're in a weird spot because they're covering all their bases.
They also have to devote a pretty big amount of resources to keeping WoW alive, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they need to keep their cash cow going.
I know. Doesn't Call of Duty really only have map packs? That's all they sell.
How do you think, Genome, that map packs alienate a certain sect of competitiveness? Because we see map packs in CS:GO, but we don't see them really in competitive.
Map packs like was what make it, it's what makes me quit Call of Duty. It's just like I'll play Call of Duty right when it's released, but then they release this map pack I have to buy in order to play with other people there. And I'm just like, yeah, you know, I don't want to play. I don't want to buy that. Then I just stop playing Call of Duty. Like, I feel like map packs are only for like the hardcore players.
Mm-hmm. It's like a necessity they have to get.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since it's mainly kids playing Call of Duty, they can't just like open up mom's wallet and be like, oh, I can't play these maps with my friends because I can't buy them. My mom said no, and they're like, oh, I'll play something else.
Whenever I played Call of Duty, I would buy it. Well, I wouldn't buy it. Usually Chris would buy it, and then I'd play this. But I would play the shit out of it for like 2-3 weeks, get max level, and then really had no interest in playing any further.
Prestige is boring.
Yeah.
You get nothing out of it but an icon. Oh, you get to keep a gun. All right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could say the same thing about CS:GO, right? You're saying... You go higher level, you're just playing harder people, you don't really get anything, you get more skins. Just like you unlock new guns or new variations on guns.
But I can still come back to it.
Same in Heroes of the Storm, like there's nothing, and Diablo 3, any game, as you go higher and higher, the game just gets, like you do more damage and you have more spells, but you're doing the same thing. But what makes this compelling is, because there's a competitive aspect saying, my thrall is better than your thrall, and that makes me excited. Just like, me playing center, I'm better at playing center than you, so I want to be the best center at the park or whatever. And so that's what makes you want to keep playing keeps the game longevity because that competitiveness.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. In a year, you can still go back to CS. In a year, you can't go back to the same COD. Nobody's gonna be fucking playing that same COD.
You're gonna have to buy the next COD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But lucrative for what is it? Activision, Treyarch. Who else? Who's the other company?
There's one. Shit! What is it? Hold on.
Shit! I don't think it's shit.
Infinity Ward.
Infinity Ward.
Wait, you said that right?
Well, that's like the developer.
That's the COD people.
But it's Activision, right?
Activision Blizzard, same thing.
Oh, that's right. They're owned by the same people.
Yep.
Oh shit.
Same thing.
Oh shit.
But I think as the free-to-play model is totally future because it keeps the longevity, makes it easier for people to join in.
Yeah.
But like it or not, that's the way it's gonna go. I think it is better. I've warmed up to it over the years now. Yeah. I still hate it on the iPhone, but I get it on PC.
Clash of Clans.
you can't rush this build unless you buy more diamonds.
I've been there, heard that. But yeah, I also agree. It's kind of like spreading your market out and letting your audience sip on your material rather than gorge on it. Yeah,
that's why WoW is free to play now.
What?
Wait, what?
Oh, so like level 20. Coins. The coins, right?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's free
until level 20. Account.
Yeah. Account. You get that. Sip.
Dude, can you... Back when we were younger, there was no way we could get these crazy sales, play free-to-play games. Kids are so spoiled nowadays. Back then, a game on PlayStation, a good deal would be like $20. Right.
I remember me and James couldn't afford a second copy of Diablo 2, but because our computers were next to each other, if we push enter and log in at the exact same time, it'd be fine.
What? That shit worked?
Yeah, it has to be like within like a 3 second like delay or whatever. Like, that's how we play together.
Bring
the
system.
Like, I was like,
God, I'm CD for a while.
Wow. But this was probably in 2000. This is like the early days of BeatNet.
It was
so
the Wild West.
Yeah. Wow. I think back then for StarCraft 1, you could just type random shit and you could guess a CD key.
I did that. Yeah,
I remember I did that a couple times too.
Back then, host didn't want me.
When life was so much easier.
Old days, good old days.
I mean, like Minecraft is mega cash cow. It's on. It's relatively low cost of entry, and they make extra money on skins and stuff, right?
No,
I don't think so.
Or like mods.
It's
just flat rate, I think.
Oh, like I know on PlayStation they'll have like skins, but yeah, I think it's probably just mostly people just buying the $20 in $20 entry fee.
Yeah, I don't know, audience. Anyone play Minecraft? If you do, let us know how they make their money.
I know that game is so popular. I don't know one person that plays it though.
Marlon.
Johnny played it for a second.
I played it.
I have it. I just haven't played it.
I've never played it.
That game just does not interest me at all.
I've met families that will play on their like multiple computers in their house, and they have like a home LAN server, and like the parents and the kids will all play together, and like it's like playing Legos on the computer. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, my nephew plays Minecraft.
Dude, the shit people make though, like the person that made King's Landing through Minecraft, that shit's amazing.
What's King's Landing?
Oh, you don't watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Don't spoil it. Oh yeah, Quas plays a split screen on with his niece and nephew. Like it's pretty cool. A bunch of DLC thing you can buy.
Oh, okay.
I think. Yeah. I mean, we all have it, right? Or no? I have it.
Wait, Minecraft is free?
Yeah. No. It's like $20. Yeah.
Oh no.
That's really bad for me.
That's cheap. Yeah. I've never played it.
No, we did. We played a shit ton. Me, Marlon, and like Tiffany, and like a bunch of the San Jose people. But then we all like stopped after EDC because like EDC fried our brains, and we just like didn't.
Is there like an RPG element to it? Like you gotta eat and.
Yeah, you gotta eat. You get hungry.
And stuff.
And then you like and no. Well, we played like the crazy, ridiculous, like modded things like with magic and shit. And like Marlon can fire laser beams and fly.
it was ridiculous.
Is it like DayZ? Is it kind of like DayZ? That kind of aspect where you have to survive?
Yeah, well, if you like play vanilla Minecraft,
mm-hmm.
or like if you don't have help from friends, you have to like start building your stuff, start just, like foraging for metals and stuff, and like getting food, not getting killed by creepers, and shit like that. But then like after a certain point, you just get way too powerful and you just don't do anything in the world.
Ooh.
What they just build and it's fun.
Yeah, what
Blizzard should do a survival game. I mean, that'd be awesome. That's another
like thing. What kind of, like a Resident Evil survival game?
No, like a DayZ kind of like open world survival.
Like everyone else,
but they can do it better because they're Blizzard. We believe.
I bought the Armor 3. Installed the game. I never freaking played it.
I want to play Armor 3.
Armor what's 3? It called? DayZ. DayZ.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
Armor 2?
I remember the day Richard quit is so vivid in my head.
What happened? I don't remember.
We were all super geared out. We were all like, we found a truck.
Oh!
You were following us in the red car. We were like, oh, let's search for more supplies. And then you run into a fence and your car explodes. And you just alt F4'd. You're just like, I'm so done. And then you just never played the game again. It was the funniest moment ever. Me and Mario are just like, well, can you get his stuff?
Blizzard should not make a survival game.
And that's why playing hardcore is fun. That's such a memorable experience for Alvin, at least.
Not for Richard. He blocked it out of his head until I brought it up.
I know the new zombie survival games that are coming out are not as hardcore as DayZ. Like,
that's not
like DayZ is pretty much hardcore mode.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well,
until you farm for 3 days and then you die in a car explosion. I think you quit because of how stupid your death was. you ran into a like a wooden fence and your car caught fire and you didn't know how to leave your car.
The game was buggy.
Yeah, the game was super buggy.
It was like a barbed fence and it wasn't even a full fence. It was like a tiny ass fence. Car rolls into it. Boom!
It's because me and Marlon were in the armored truck, and so we could just like ram through everybody. And so you thought you could do the same thing. You just blew up.
It was a good game for its time. What was that, like 2012?
2012, I think.
Yeah.
Is that game still in beta?
No.
It's in beta.
Oh, no, standalone, yeah, because they started on a new engine, because Arma 3.
No, I heard the standalone is still in beta.
Yeah.
I heard nobody likes that game. Like, they still play the Arma 2 mod over the standalone.
Well, that guy who made it cashed out already, so...
Really?
The money, yeah. He's like, well, I'm done working on DayZ. Thanks for all your money, bitches. Bye.
We're going back to Minecraft a little bit. Quad mentioned that... He said, I can definitely see the appeal in Minecraft, but honestly, I'm at the point where I don't know what else to do besides build a house. I can see the appeal in Minecraft, too. And it's interesting because like mostly more children are interested in Minecraft. Whereas when you think of our generation, we grew up, whatever, play StarCraft, Diablo 2. Like the games we played are much different than the games the children play now. It's much more creative, like Animal Crossing type shit, Pokemon. I guess we played Pokemon too, Minecraft. So I think it'll be interesting in 10 or 15 years when the children who grew up with Minecraft who are 10, 12 now become 25, 28, 30, and they start developing games. How more open world and more creative.
It's super fun if you mod it, because then, like, I remember me, what's his name? This Filipino guy from San Jose. John. Like, they had a base with, like, nuclear power and shit, and it was completely self-sufficient, and me, Marlon, like, we're just like, what the fuck? And then we tried to do that. That's what we did for a month. And then, like, I finally got my first nuclear reactor, and and they were just like,
that's tight. That's like how I feel. I save up money for the iPad to get the iPad. Okay.
Now cool. What? Now I can read something while I poop.
Man, what were we going to say, Richard?
I forgot. Nuclear reactors right. Got me on.
Kids have it easy with Minecraft, man. My first PlayStation game was Resident Evil 2. I jumped in the deep end.
Did you beat it?
No. It took me... No. Then my brother got me a Game Shark, and I was finally able to beat it.
Shark was sick.
Yeah. That's how I got my 151 Pokemon.
was two. Which one was Nemesis? That was the one I played.
Resident Evil 3. Oh, yeah. 3. Yeah.
I remember renting Resident Evil 2 for N64 on like when I was super like young. And then my dad grounded me like the next day. And so I just wasted like $10 worth of rentals. And then I had to, "Dad, I have to return this tomorrow. Can I please play?" And he was like, "No." So I wasted my money.
Back to feel bad for you, son.
Yeah. Worst day ever.
So, Heroes, what do you guys think? Not enough patches.
Oh, I've been playing Thrall lately. Thrall's like my new love. He's so sick, man. I'm so strong with him. I feel, he's great.
Do you get that one talent that makes your shockwave go like across the whole map?
Oh yeah, that's
the level 20. That is my hands down favorite.
Let's do a quick Thrall 101. Break it down for us, Steven. What are his abilities? What makes him awesome?
Number one, he has chain lightning. So it attacks the first person for, let's say, 100. The next two strikes are 50% less. He has a feral wolf that you send out. It's like it's a straight line AOE, and it'll stun it if it hits a hero. And then his third ability is Wind Fury, which makes his next three attacks really fast. And his special trait is every five times you use an ability, he'll heal 10% of his health. So what makes him really fun is if you're dying really fast, you have the choice. Either you can use your Wind Fury to run away, because it gives you increased movement speed, or you can use your Wind Fury to keep attacking and try to do more DPS and heal yourself to stay alive a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. His ultimate has either like a Mega Shockwave, so it puts a huge straight line AoE, and it knocks people to the left or right of the shockwave, does lots of damage, and
so
a short stun. And then there's also Earthquake, which does like a AoE slow, mm-hmm. Which is not as effective, I think. And he's a melee assassin.
Yeah. You guys very all good. Play Thrall? I play Thrall.
Yeah, I love
no, Thrall. No, I do not
play super Thrall. He's super fun.
Yeah. I don't even like assassins in general. Like, the only assassin I like is Vala.
Yeah, I tried to play everything until I played Zeratul Vala a lot, but I really fell in love with Thrall. Thrall was really fun for me.
I think that aspect is interesting. You could categorize a character as an assassin, but they play so differently. All of them play very differently.
Oh yeah, I mean it needs to be that way to make the game fresh.
What? How do you think he ranks up compared to the other melee assassins, though, like Illidan and Zeratul?
He's harder to kill, I think, but he doesn't have like Zeratul has like an in and out kill, kill and run away real fast, but he's squishier. Mm-hmm. But Thrall's harder to kill because of that heal.
Yeah,
that
he's super himself. Tanky.
You have to be more tactical with Zeratul. Like everything has to be planned out ahead of time. Illidan, I feel like you need a team comp build around him. He really shines with a double healer comp.
Because I remember playing a game against it was Thrall and oh my god, I can't think. Was it Rhaegar the healer? The support?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that is impossible to kill. We had four people on him. Impossible to kill. Stupid.
Yeah, you really don't want to go on Thrall first. He's always gonna be on the back lines, for the most part.
Except for aside from his hits. Ult and that skill shot, he doesn't really have much of a way to get people like appealing, so you can just like destroy people, and chances are Thrall's probably gonna use that skill shot as an initiate. Mm-hmm. So you can just wail on people while he runs around trying to catch you.
His burst is nasty. Did you get the talent in Venom, Steven, when you played him?
Yeah, I always get in Venom because it just adds more DPS. As they're running, I can invent them or chain lightning them. Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
He usually wins in a one-on-one. Usually.
Yeah.
Do you follow a pro build, Steve? Or do you just you just test out your skills yourself?
When I pick a new hero, like I'll just go on heroesfire.com real quick and just look for a Thrall guide, and I'll just pick the one that's on top of the list.
Heroes Fire. That's exactly what I did in LoL.
Yeah. Heroesfire.com, that's where I just found myself going. I don't know why. Huh. And then as I get more comfortable here, then I start to mess around with the talents myself. But I find like I get a build that I prefer in all situations. Like I always go for the same build once I find success in it. Which I think can be bad because it makes it stagnant.
You know, Calvin just finally told me that you could press Control 1 through like 5 or something to level up your skills without having to click on it.
Oh, really? I know you can control, but I still click on it. such a noob.
I learned something.
That's cool. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kelvin showed me how to Alt Shift F to show my FPS too. I didn't know that.
It's tiny. They need to make that thing bigger. They need to make that thing bigger and a little more stylized. It's like a little.
Yeah, that's what she said, but I'm working on it.
Make it bigger.
Isn't it weird? It also shows you like your GPU temperature too, or something.
What?
Yeah, those sensors in your computer.
No, it doesn't. I don't know, but it should.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's like a...
It shows you GPU temperature, GPU load.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not mine. Mine's just latency and FPS.
Your computer sucks.
Wow.
Wow. Dude, reinstall or something.
Yeah, scrub.
Did you check your TCP IP settings?
I'll probably check it later.
No wonder you suck.
I think I might need to install Norton.
Have you tried turning your firewall off?
Yeah. But you guys do Control Alt F, right? That's the command you do.
I think it's a Control Alt Delete. Control Alt Delete.
No.
I think you have to delete your System 32 folder to get it to work.
God damn it, no.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah. I don't know. Anything? What else? Anything you guys want to add? Yeah. I was playing some more Hearthstone, but I'm just playing training mode to get all the basic packs. I suck.
Did you play yet, Gino?
GTA Online, man.
I'm trying to get all the basic class cards.
Are you playing all the AIs?
Yeah, I'm just playing the AIs.
I think you get a free booster pack if you beat all the PCs
on hard.
Something like that.
And I think you get a free booster pack for getting them all to 10 as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, do you have an Android tablet?
I don't. Why? I have an iPad. I play on my iPad.
Damn. Is your phone Android?
Yeah.
You should play it. Okay, play it on your phone. Play it on an Android tablet. Play it on an iPad and play it on an iPhone. You get a pack for each of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
You just play and then concede right away. It doesn't matter. But it has to be online.
Okay. So you have to borrow Jen's phone.
I have an iPad.
No, iPad and iPhone.
Oh. Okay.
Let me borrow your phone real quick.
Please, yeah, you know. I had to tell Kelvin to log on for me. Thanks, Kelvin.
Yeah, just play, Gino. You poop, right? If you poop, you can play.
When GTA Online starts to go down for me, that's when I'll jump on that.
Okay. And then a Witcher 3 comes out, and then
I don't know. I don't understand the hype behind Witcher. I thought Witcher 2 sucked.
I found it really boring.
Have you guys played it?
Nope.
I played it. I liked
Witcher 2.
I'm getting
Witcher
3
for free though.
It came with your card.
With the one that bought Brett, so I'm using it.
Oh, nice.
I thought that game was incredibly overrated.
If you guys are unaware, Nvidia is doing a deal. In the next few weeks. Right now, you can get The Witcher 3 for free for buying a 970 or a 980. And then soon, they're going to announce you'll also get Arkham Knight along with The Witcher 3 if you get a 970 or 980. So that's at least
$100.
Yeah. So if you're in the market for a graphics card, wait until that promotion comes up.
All right. I will be accepting donations on PayPal starting tonight. If you want to send me a note, I'll read it on stream next week. Perfect. Thank you.
I feel bad for you, son. All right, guys, anything you want to add? It's a nice long-winded show of a lot of babbling.
Yep, not much Blizzard news today. Thanks for sticking by. Hope you enjoyed the babble.
That's it. See, subscribe to us on iTunes. 5-star review. And we should 5-star review ourselves, by the way.
I bet
we
should.
It's a 5-star review ourselves.
Okay. Don't forget to check in.
But don't do it yet until we do. Are we going to change our show name or what?
I don't know.
Play the outro music. Goodbye. Follow us on Twitter.
Don't forget to check in on Yelp. Give us 5 stars.
7 p.m. Monday. Sometimes 7 p.m. But every week on Monday. I'm at Steve Nguyen 22.
At Alvazor's?
At Gene Delcy, I think.
Delcy. Yep.
Email us. Feel free.
Twitch.tv/50casualspodcast.
Yeah, email us the podcast. You can play some Hearthstone with us or something. All right. Play the music.